On approach, however, she hits a ferocious thunder and hailstorm. Blasting winds, crossways, and unpredictable, tilt the wings down to the left, then down to the right. Looking out the windows, passengers can't see the ground, only the thinning and thickening globs of gray clouds and the spatter of rain on the windows. The flight attendants announce, "Ladies and gentlemen, we've been asked to remain seated for the remainder of the flight. Please put your seats in the upright and locked position and place all your carry-on baggage under the seat in front of you. We should be on the ground shortly." "Not too shortly, I hope," think the less experienced travelers, unnerved by the roiling wind and momentary flashes of lightning. But the experienced travelers just go on reading magazines, chatting with seatmates, and preparing for their meetings on the ground. "I've been through all this before," they think. "She'll only land if it's safe." Sure enough, on final approach, wheels down as 250,000 pounds of steel glides down at 130 miles per hour, passengers suddenly hear the engines whine and feel themselves thrust back into their seats. The plane accelerates back into the sky. It banks around in a big arc back toward the airport. The pilot takes a moment to click on the intercom. "Sorry, folks, we were getting some bad crosswinds there. We're going to give it another try." On the next go, the winds calm just enough, and she brings the plane down safely. Now take a step back and think about the model here. The pilot operates within a very strict system, and she does not have freedom to go outside of that system. You don't want airline pilots saying, "Hey, I just read in a management book about the value of being empowered, freedom to experiment, to be creative, to be entrepreneurial, to try a lot of stuff and keep what works." Yet at the same time, the crucial decisions, whether to take off, whether to land, whether to abort, whether to land elsewhere, rest with the pilot. Regardless of the strictures of the system, one central fact stands out above all others. The pilot has ultimate responsibility for the airplane and the lives of the people on it. The point here is not that a company should have a system as strict and inflexible as the air traffic system. After all, if a corporate system fails, people don't die by the hundreds in burning, twisted hunks of steel. Customer service at the airlines might be terrible, but you're almost certain to get where you are going in one piece. The point of this analogy is that when we looked inside the good to great companies, we were reminded of the best part of the airline pilot model. Freedom and responsibility within the framework of a highly developed system.